Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
I agree with you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what, keep playing it. Might get him on.
And that's what life's about.
I got a bone to pick with Evan. I let it go real quick here yesterday because you guys always come down my road. Hey, Guru, who was your hoop game like? And I was like, Eddie Jones, Sprewell. What about when you asked Evan yesterday? And Evan, I love you. You're my brother. You go, what type of pitcher were you? Yeah. Did he respond Maddox?
No, he responded. Oh, shoot. I can't remember who he responded. It was fair.
Hudson.
Oh,
Tim Hudson.
Dude, Steiny always says Maddox to me because I didn't throw very hard.
Hudson was a bad dude. I go, damn me. But you're supposed to think highly of yourself. I ain't mad at you. I drove home laughing.
Yeah. We're talking about the Warriors. Basketball season starts in less than a week.
Are
Warriors
you ready?
Play the yes.
And you watched it on Prime? I ordered mine last night. $16.99 a month.
I got to figure out what I'm doing.
Well, you got it last night, so you're doing something right. Because it was on Prime for me. All the games were there as soon as I paid.
I can't remember how I got it. I just got it. I think I went through. I might have just gone through League Pass.
Mm. But then what does that show? What, how do you watch it?
Through the.
It's got its own app? On an, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got that on my phone.
I think it's like the NBA League Pass, streaming League Pass, right. I think. Right. We're talking about the Warriors' expectations this year. Vegas has got a lot of predictions, most of them between about 45 and 48. An optimistic projection out of ESPN has them at 56, based on what Butler did with the Warriors last year. But we're talking a lot about Steph Curry and the expectations we have this season for him. And I wish I could find this text, but, oh, here it is. So, you know, the idea of Steph maybe slipping a little bit, still obviously a great player. But this is kind of, this is why they, I don't want to put this. To me, this is why he needs more help. 2022, they won the title, right?
Yep. Okay. Out of nowhere.
So in 2022, if I said, who are the best players in the NBA, I think Curry probably be in the top three.
There's no doubt.
Okay. The top three. Now, if you look around the league, like here's the text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. He's slipping for sure. Can't deny that. But Steph with slippage is still really, really good.
That's real.
That is real. That's very real. Right. However, in 2022, he was probably one of the best three players in the NBA, like cream of the crop. And all I'm saying now is, without saying is he better, you know, now it's like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Brunson, Luka, Jokic, Giannis, you know, Durant, Mitchell, Halliburton's hurt, Wembanyama, Ja Morant, like. I'm not saying all those guys are better than
him. But he's in that group, though, Steph.
No doubt. Okay. But that's the point. If he was the second best player in the league 2-3 years ago, and now he's the 12th best player in the league, or whatever it is, even eight, that means something.
Yeah, but he's
just
still
does.
The best. He don't play. He's still the best player on his team,
right,
though.
But they're asking him to continue to play like the best or second best or third best player in the league.
With now, though, Steiny, and I'm
but
not
it's
cutting
not,
you off.
It's not enough.
I think you're underselling now that he's not. He's got Jimmy Butler, and we need Jimmy to do more. I hear where you're going,
no.
But Steph with Jimmy Butler,
it's not
yeah,
enough.
It ain't Steph and Durant.
It's not enough.
But it ain't chopped liver, partner.
I
that's
just
for
don't
real,
think
Steiny.
It's enough.
Steph and Wiggins, I think we saw that end. But Steph and Jimmy Butler, we need Jimmy Butler to remind us, you know, he's just got to be more demonstrative, man, for what you're talking about. But Steiny, I think that's more than enough. But you are right. But does that really mean anything?
Yes.
Because some would have had Steph maybe not top three back in 2022,
right.
Maybe four or five, whatever. But him along with Jimmy Butler, knocks off years off his age to me, and we need Jimmy to do his part because guess what? We know Steph's going to do his.
Has Jimmy Butler, did Jimmy Butler reach the level of Andrew Wiggins the year, the 5 months where Wiggins was great?
That's a hard one, but I got to say, with what he did turning this season around last year, I got to say yes, Donnie.
No.
I know it's pro-rated.
Wiggins won a title as a starter and the second best player on the team.
But this story got, I'm just saying, Steph blew his hammy, and we don't know how far they could have gone.
I don't think they would have won a title, but they did. The point is Wiggins did it. Did get it done.
And Wiggins he was incredible, but he wasn't just by himself. Jordan Poole was giving you some too, Otto Porter Jr., and we can go down the whole list, Donnie. But
right.
I really that's also what I'm saying. But I think Jimmy
does not have enough around him. Steph does not have enough around him. I just don't think he does now.
Now, all right, let's do this. Put a rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. If I tell you right now, partner, I need to see, or any Warrior fan in Dub Nation says, I want to see more from Jimmy Butler as a Warrior, you think he's capable of doing that?
I don't
Giving
know.
Giving you more.
I do not
that's,
know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Could what he, scares you about that?
Well, first of all, how about this? He can't. Can he possibly give him more than he gave him in the regular season? They went like 20-5 with him.
Right, but we're talking about now just the gravity of, you know, making players around you better, check, check, check. But now we're talking about what you're talking about, partner. Like, hey, Steph, I got this. Need you on the court, but I can get us to the promised land like I did when we went up against Denver in the finals. Like, is that Jimmy still around? I think it is.
He needs to play like he did in 2022. He doesn't have the players around him that he had in 2022. And it is 3 years after 2022. Mm. That's all I'm saying. And
that's why you keep saying they need another one.
Yes, they need another one. That's kind of the way I feel.
Hopefully Kuminga's
at. Where's Draymond Green at?
Wow.
We haven't even talked about Draymond Green. And that's like, they need Curry to be Curry. They need Butler to be every bit as good as last season and maybe even a little better, quite frankly.
I agree with that.
And they need Draymond to be more consistent.
What if he's listening now? I'm being real. I ain't caping for him. Stan, I think we know that's the last guy I'm worried about.
Draymond Green?
Yeah, he's going to do his thing.
Has he been slipping?
Well,
not even close, Goo. Yes, he's been slipping. He's
being
not the defensive player he was.
Stan,
and his offense has gotten worse.
He finished top five in that.
That's, again... Again, there was a point when he was the best defensive player in the league.
He's not.
Now he's not.
Okay, gotcha.
So I get it. He's still really good, but he's not as good as he was. And offensively, he's taken a big step back.
But so he's still so unique with and multidimensional in regard to guarding Steph.
Right, but I think
I'm not worried about that part of it.
I think you're missing what I'm saying is that when they won a title, Draymond was doing it. Steph was doing it. You know, whoever they had back then, Clay was doing it. And
I got you, man.
It's just since then, Steph has declined a little bit. Draymond more than a little bit.
But we got Horford now to save some of those legs at
again,
the five.
If you think it's enough,
no, I'm
that's
not saying,
fine.
I think Dray's slipping way more rapidly than any other Warrior. It's concerning, but we're not asking him to play above the rim. And now you got a five in Horford to spell him from playing five the whole game. And Draymond, for the first time in a long time, Snotty, this offseason mentioned, you know, that would take away from his legs in the second half of games. Not the second half of the season. I was like, damn, and okay, see, that's real. So now I feel like they've got that problem kind of out the way. My question to you is, what do you expect from Dre now?
I expect less than last year. Ditto for Steph,
What's
ditto
that
for
look
Butler.
Like, though,
that's the point. It's not like they're going to win 10 games.
He was top five DPOY candidate. And at one time we thought, is he really going to pull this thing off? Evan and I talked about that at the pier with the guys. He didn't get it. But Stani, if he was that bad, he wouldn't
I'm
even be
a candidate.
I'm
not saying that bad. No, what I'm saying is,
but you're worried
when they won a title, Steph was the best player in the league or one of the best players in
I
the
hear
league.
That. I
Draymond
hear that.
Was one of the best defensive players in the league, playing more games and more minutes.
But I think
and
we now both agree he's
later.
Not that.
Who?
Draymond. He's got to be close to what he was last year. Like, it was good enough up until Curry got hurt.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
Was it really good enough?
But asking
you
him
can
to
say
stop
they
all,
you can say they should have gone to the finals.
Randall ate him for like. But exactly. That's not fair to ask a guy at his age.
But
to
you
be
have
able to.
That's
down.
All you have. And I get it. Like Draymond's going to have great. He's going to have some great defensive games. But overall, there's going to be fewer of them. And that's why they're. It's going to be tough to just win a lot of games in the regular season.
But bringing in Al should help and savor him. Now, you would think, right? I thought that's what a lot of Horford coming in was to.
I love Horford. Everybody loves Horford. He's a true professional.
What about the impact on Draymond, though, for Horford at the five to alleviate that those collisions and stress? Maybe we get a more fresher, I'm just saying, Draymond at the end.
I guess it's just these guys are all 35, and you think all three are going to have a better year than last year.
I'm petrified. There's no, like, Stan, if I could give Steph Curry an A for being as close to what you were when you were in your prime, I'd give him an A. I'd give Draymond Green a C-. Like, I'm petrified. But we're not asking him to score 30 a game. He's never done
but
that.
We're asking him to be.
To bang.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, he's not as good at that
but
as
he's got
he
another
used to
warrior,
be.
No pun intended, down low to take him from the five to the four. And hopefully that will keep him fresher. Because if he's fresh and not gassed, I still think he can do the junkyard dog things.
You know, the other thing is it's the season hasn't started, and there you know one of the reasons there's a lot of optimism is because the assumption is if they stay healthy. Well, what if they don't?
I got you.
And how are they going to, like...
But that's for everybody, partner.
No, it's not. It is not for everybody. And, you know, this is what I mean. Like, if the Warriors lose Steph Curry, are they a playoff team?
Well, now, I don't know.
They're not. I don't. Not in the West. I don't think so.
All
that's
right,
just
the
me.
Thunder lose SGA. They a playoff team?
Yes. Yes, they are.
I don't know why. They're loaded, but I'll give you the okay. But if we keep playing this exercise, Anthony Edwards goes out for Minnesota, they a playoff team? No. You know, hey, they're coach well, but you know what I'm saying, partner?
But I give them a bigger chance to make the playoffs without Edwards because they're younger. They're just a younger team than the Warriors. Like, this is...
But you're asking this team, and I hear you, and you're passionate about it. But, Stani, the only way we're going to find out is as they get down the road because there's nothing today that's going to let us or give us a glimpse behind behind door number one in regard to these injuries. You're right.
It's not even injuries. I don't, like, forget injuries.
But you feel like because you're older, you're more inclined to get hurt.
Well, of course, but I'm willing to say fine. They're relatively healthy, whatever that would mean for a team with four starters over 35 years old. Like, what about back-to-backs?
I've been told Horford ain't even playing them.
Okay, I'll say it again. What about back-to-backs? Again, like,
I'm like, when you say that, I'm trying to see what I'm supposed to say. Like, those one of the young guys step up and get time. Quentin Post and even TJD on nights Horford may not be playing on back-to-backs, or you rest Draymond. I don't know. But I feel like everybody's getting their ass at some point this year for the Warriors off that bench, Donnie, to spell guys.
Here's the other thing. I'm not crazy about their second unit.
Give me who you when you think of the Warriors second.
I don't
unit.
Like Pods playing with Kuminga.
Pods can dunk.
Yeah. I just don't. I just don't like it.
That's interesting.
Anyway, we're talking expectations. I think they could be a four seed if things go relatively
really
well. I don't know. I don't know if they can have a season without maybe certain big important players missing too many games. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
You know, there's a phrase, Donnie, I never use it, but when I hear it, I love it. And I kind of liken this to the Niners and what they've done since 2019, and the fact that they haven't been able to capitalize on two Super Bowl visits, right, is sometimes the bill comes due. And I'm sitting there thinking the other night just watching the game, like, is this just a byproduct of the Niners through 5-6 years you know, playing long into seasons, so physical that this is the bills just come due. But why don't I get that same feeling for the Warriors with where their age is at from four big dudes on their team? Like, why does it feel, why do I feel like I'm ignoring that? And then last year might have been the first glimpse of the bill coming due when the chef had his first soft tissue injury that basically just wiped away any chance they had in the playoff series that they earned. Why is it hitting different?
Because they haven't played a game yet. Then I'm not different than you. I told you, when I look at this team on paper, I like it. I like it. I wish it were 4 years ago. But that's not the way it is. But I do like the roster on paper. And I do think if they can stay relatively healthy, they'll have some action. Playoffs, I have no idea. That's so far away. There's so much mileage till
and
then.
That is
I have
what,
no idea
body.
Whether they could make a run or not right now. Yeah, if they're relatively healthy, I could see them being a five.
No, go ahead, man.
But 4 or 5?
Yeah.
But again, I think Steph needs Butler to be better than he was last year.
I totally agree.
And the young guys have to become bona fide role players that help you win consistently. And Pods, Moody, and Kuminga have not been that over the course of their careers yet. But they're at that point when this is the year they could take that jump. No doubt about it. I feel like these guys are kind of like quarterbacks who got drafted into the NFL didn't, like Mac Jones, you know, and Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Like, they're about 24, 25. This is when guys figure it out. So maybe, you know, if two or three of those guys can make a leap where 40 games into the season, we're like, Moody is much better than last year.
But see,
then they're in great shape.
And I'm doing guru math here. I think what I saw from Moody and how he, I think, took advantage of an opportunity and even started for much, even at the four last year that I didn't agree with, I thought Moody popped. I didn't like him in the playoffs, but that's not what you asked me. If Moody was to give us the same season as last, if Pods, after coming back from the injury, gives us the same season as last, but you tell me Jonathan Kuminga takes it up a notch or a notch and a half, that could be what you're yearning for, Stani.
Yeah.
That's how heavy or impact, like that would be, just think about it, Kuminga figuring it out and gelling. I mean, that's what you're talking about. If it's unfair to the chef and Jimmy that this dude could carry us, you know, when they come off the floor, that along with just give me Moody last year and Pods after the injury, but a different JK, maybe he's here past January.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I view JK, Pods, Post, Moody, all the same. They're at a certain place. We've seen them in their development. They've been here for a little while, and we know what they've looked like. And I want to watch him this year and at least say about a couple of them, man, he got better.
Mm.
Let's go to Father Time in Napa. What's going on, Father Time? How you doing?
Yo, yo. Hey, fellas. Let me preface this bit of what I want to say with Steph Curry is the greatest basketball player on the planet, pound for pound. Mm. There's never been anybody better than him, pound for pound. You can fight me all day long, but it's true. And you could make a case that he's in the top five, regardless of pound for pound.
Right.
So I only say that because I love Steph Curry. I believe in Steph Curry. I would never put anything past Steph Curry. But here it comes. This team, as it's constructed, cannot contend for a championship. And this whole notion that anybody's putting that out there, that somehow they can make it happen, it boggles the mind. I mean, you just have to be realistic. I know it's the flagship, and I know people are excited, but what do we have? Four dudes over the age of 35. How old is Horford? 47 years old?
39. But Trevor, nobody said championship. Not to cut you off. We said 4-5 seed. Nobody said they could win it all.
Well, you said Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I did. That's not a championship.
Well, all right. Go ahead,
T. So your algorithms and your, you know, the ESPN stuff is saying they can contend.
All right. Gotcha.
Right. And those are supposedly experts, right? You know, if I had $1 zillion, and I could bet on will the Warriors make it to the second round? I would bet on no. And that's just logical. They just, it's never happened, fellas. It's never happened where a team that has that many old players that are playing significant roles have, you know, made it to the finals, let alone, you know, won a championship. That being said, there's a little hope. I mean, I'm a, I consider myself a pessimistic optimist, you know, be realistic and then you'll be pleasantly surprised when good things happen. It's just, you know, it's a crazy thing to think that the Warriors are going to do anything better than maybe a 6 seed, a 7 seed, and even, you know, hey, they'll get that 7 seed and they'll make some noise. They'll knock off the Rockets, who are, you know, infants. They should have never made it to the Minnesota series. They'll beat the Rockets in a 7-game series, and we'll all be stoked. It's a sad thing, but it's also a great thing. And Steph Curry can play as long as he wants, and I'll watch him shoot jumpers from the corner like his old man did. But you got to really temper your enthusiasm for the Warriors, and then you'll be happy when they do better.
Thanks, Father Time. I appreciate it. That's the first time I've been told to temper my enthusiasm about the Warriors.
I'm shocked.
So, see, he thinks that when I say, yeah, I guess if everything falls into place, they could be 4 or 5.
He doesn't like that.
Even too high.
Yeah, and I got to say something to Father Time, Stani. He's knocking at my door. But the bottom line is, for you to sit here and pick up the phone and say they should have lost to Houston, they didn't, and they were up 3-1.
Well, what's the difference between him saying they should have beat Houston and you saying they would have beaten the Warriors would have beaten the Timberwolves?
No, one of the things happened. The Warriors beat the Rockets.
Right, but you say, well, the Warriors would have beaten the Timberwolves. So it's kind of the same thing.
Well, I think it's different because a guy got hurt. This one we actually saw play out. And my point to him is, if you're going to do that math, I could make a case that they shouldn't have went 7. It went 7, you know? But, Stani, the championship did not come out of my mouth, but Western Conference Finals, I'm not embarrassed at all. And I just wish Father Time would have called as they were going into that playoff series against Minnesota. And maybe he would have felt the same. But, man, I would have loved to test that meter on Father Time to see, can't you understand why people are excited? Because, just Stani, they went on a roll. Everybody was buying in. National air. Like, okay, what does this team got?
They got a lot of veterans.
That they do.
Maybe too many. We're talking about the Warriors' expectations this season. And what are you thinking for Steph Curry's season? He's been great his entire career. He continues to be great. This is what I'm very curious about. Right. Like I said, he's gone from 28 to 26 to 24.5, all that kind of stuff. What does Steph Curry look like as a 20-point scorer?
You know what? I'm going to say at that point, I think we could see age kick in, or I could sit here and come in and tell you and Evan and the listeners, okay, he's slowing down. But I don't think we're there. But, Stani, I would be uncomfortable with that dip.
All right. I'm also wondering what Steph's transition looks like over the next 3 years. Because it does sound like a lot of people believe he may be the best player on the team in 2 years.
But wouldn't we?
And that's a problem. Steph, would you at least acknowledge that?
No doubt.
Okay.
But it looks like that. I would bet on that right now, not knowing what's coming back with that trade if they happen to move Kuminga. But, Stani, I'm not being a smartass. I'm being for real. But even with that thinking, though, aren't we omitting what we've talked about, how we're not cherishing right now?
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean?
I don't view it like that.
Evan, how do you view it, though, when we talk about, like, we're talking about, oh, we're up against it, but damn, I'm going to ask you on the other side, E. But no, Stani, I'm real.
I think he's going to ask you about the same guy who called in and said, we didn't appreciate it. Whose fault is that? You know what I mean? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the Beer Garden will be rocking with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I don't know if we're going to be able to fit your hand in the studio or finish the rest of this show.
Please.
The breaking news was Russell Westbrook, thank God, going to Sacramento, but that's second to this. You want to read it?
No.
So you talked about the media game where they got crushed, the Boston Celtic media against the coaching staff led by Mazzulla. So Chris Broussard, who we've had on the show, and you know. Now, how far you guys go back?
Oh, God.
College?
No, 95.
Okay. So he tweets this out, okay, and it was brought to our attention. What the heck has happened to the NBA media? Back in the day, myself, Stephen A., Mike Wise, Jerry Bambry, Matt Steinmetz, a.k.a. the media Larry Bird, Sean Powell, and Rick Bucher are taking out Mazzulla and company. And I got to tell you, that bothers me that he puts you with Larry Bird. But damn, you got it. Your chin, look at the Jordan shrug. Oh, my God.
It's a long time
ago. I guess
ago.
You could play a little bit.
I could play a lot of bit.
Damn, Steiny. Look at it, dude. Here's Evan. Here's, just come in for me.
Yeah, you look like you just want to take
there's
the rest
no
of the day off.
Doubt. Like he scored 40.
I'll get back to work.
You need a cigarette?
We got to get Broussard on. Maybe he's thinking of somebody
else. Bring Broussard on for a segment about me.
The media Larry Bird. Oh, Stephen A.
I never played with Stephen A. Those other guys I did. Mike Wise was a good player. Worked for the New York Times.
How about Broussard? Could he play?
Yeah, Broussard played D3. Huh? He played at
Oberlin.
Yeah, Oberlin in Ohio. He's a good player.
How about Bucher?
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
Don't be disrespectful.
Rick, we love Bucher, you, baby.
No, say Bucher again.
Could Bucher play?
He was in great shape. He was really in great shape, Bucher. And he could run the floor.
That's
well.
Like when the girl says, you think Daryl's cute? He's got a good personality.
Jerry Bambry used to work for the Baltimore Sun. He was good, too. Good player.
He called you the media Larry Bird. That's what bothered. I'm jealous. My boys are texting me, you ain't no Eddie Jones, Reg V and company getting likes. You ain't no Eddie Jones. Anyway.
All right. That was a glory days. Just thinking of a young man's glory day. Let's get back to the Dubs.
Yeah, sure.
Dubs might have trouble beating that Mazzulla staff. I'm just kidding. Apparently, I said, I could see the Warriors things, going okay and being 4 or 5 seed. I guess that's not high enough for a lot of people.
Now, I don't see it that way. We just had the one or two callers. He kind of was down on everything that's going on and called last year's half season with Jimmy fool's gold. But I can't wait, Steiny. They play the right way. They got the right coach. They obviously got the right leaders with Draymond and Steph. And you talk about compare, contrast, and styles and why Draymond and Steph, even though I get mad at Steph sometimes for not criticizing Draymond for the stuff he does off the court, neither here nor there, it's why they work so well. What's not to like? And if you're saying it's the big three to you when it comes down to Kuminga, Pods, and Moody, I'm confident in Moody and Pods. Just do what you did last year. But if Kuminga could go up a bar or two, then what are we talking about, man? Just a thought.
The problem with Jonathan Kuminga is it's hard for me. I don't know what the next step looks like for him right now. I don't know what that looks like.
So when I say he could be a candidate, just forget what you think he wants for sixth man of the year on this team. It is just lights just flashing. Jonathan, you're going to get the minutes.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm not,
if you master this role,
I'm not assuming that.
Oh, no doubt. It's a big ask, but what if that happened?
Well, it hasn't happened yet that Kuminga's ever gotten consistent minutes. The same coach is still there. The two future Hall of Famers are still playing forward for you. So I like, that's the thing. I don't know what the next step for Kuminga is. Yeah, it's, to me, it would be 25 to 30 minutes a game, man, and he gets you 17 off the bench. But
for 25 minutes, his minutes fluctuate. Too much.
His minutes fluctuate so much on this team. Mm. And again, if they don't fluctuate and he has a consistent role, then maybe he can figure it out. But like, I all bets are off with Steve Kerr. Let me just put it this way.
Okay.
I do not assume that Jonathan Kuminga is going to get consistent minutes.
Wow, Steiny, that's a...
I mean, he may. Yeah. He absolutely may. But I haven't seen it yet in 4 years. Yeah. All right, let's go out now. Let's get to Austin in San Jose. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Good conversation. Yeah, man. Guru, did you forget Wiggins and the fact that they won a championship with him? I think Steiny said that, but I know you guys love Jimmy, and I told you before, I think you guys know, I'm not a huge Jimmy fan, and I won't get into why, but I think we got to see Jimmy play out a little bit more before I'm buying into the total Jimmy experience. But let's not forget, Wiggins was not only was Wiggins good that year, he was a catalyst for us winning that championship. Okay. I know everybody, Steph was great, but you cannot ignore the contribution of Wiggins, especially defensively.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. So I think we got to pause a little bit, and then Guru, you seem so certain that that Jimmy's better than Wiggins. I got to see it with this team. He might be better overall player, but I haven't seen him be better with this team yet. I haven't seen enough. I've seen 30 games. So let's see him play another half a season uninjured. And then the other thing we got to stop doing is we got to stop saying the Warriors would have won last year, Steph. I hate that because that basically discounts what other teams accomplish. And I think we have to give credit to OKC, man. They're a really good team. They're going to be good this year. They're young. So we got to stop saying, Steph, if you stayed healthy. I don't know if we should keep saying. Let's give credit to the team that won. Injuries are part of the game, too, I think, as Steiny said before. And so if you get injured, that's on you if you get injured. And last thing I wanted to say was, let's hope that Kerr allows a little creativity this year, because the big three or four that you guys keep talking about, somebody's not going to make it through the season. Mm. I hate to say it, or certainly won't play the entire season. So the question for me, kind of going back to what Steiny was just saying, is can Kerr be creative enough to allow someone else to enter that starting lineup and become really good? And I think that's what we got to see, depending on old guys to think you're going to win a championship from start to finish. Someone in the young group is going to have to emerge. And I think it has to be someone who Kerr allows to play a little differently and be that X factor for the team to really go to the next level. That's kind of my thoughts.
You know who I think that guy is, Austin, the more I think about it? De'Anthony Melton.
Okay. You mean Melton, the guy that's coming in that can't stay healthy?
Yes. Yeah, that's the guy.
Come on. I'd like it to be a young guy. I want it to be one of the young guns, man. That's what I want.
All right.
And you know who I want it to be. Right? Yeah.
I got you, Austin.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'll tell Austin this, because all he can go on is what he's hearing out of my mouth, my words. But, Steiny, never in a million years have I said Kuminga's as good or as polished as Wiggins. That's a dream for Kuminga to get there. And he's got all the tools, you know, years down the road to get there. My point is, when you said that name, Melton, I'm sitting here in my world, and I know it's highly unlikely, man, in my world, that dude's Kuminga.
Who?
The guy that you did Austin mentioned, coach has got to get creative, and one of these young guys has to kind of do that. And he was saying, well, you mentioned Melton. In my world, it's Kuminga.
Okay, but how right do you now, get creative with Kuminga? Hey, go to the wing and go to work. Okay, go. Go ahead, Jonathan Cook.
Because, Steiny, I hated you earlier, and I wasn't mad at you because you weren't trying to be facetious, but you said Kuminga was trying hard. Like, he's tried hard before. Like,
let me say it the way I said it.
Yeah,
you got to give it to Kuminga. He's trying to do the right things.
Oh,
he's
now that's different.
He's trying. Like, he's trying. He's trying.
But the right things hit different than trying. I thought you just said trying with effort. He's making a conscious effort to make the right play.
He tries. He's tried before, but I'm noticing he's trying to finally do the things that Yeah. Kerr's been asking of him for years.
And time could be running out.
So maybe something clicked. Yeah. Who knows? Let's go to Priest.
Oh, man.
Priest is in Palo Alto.
Let's hear him.
Let him cook. He's like Kuminga.
hey, fellas.
What's
thanks
up?
For taking my call. But y'all, give me a chance to cook a little bit. This has been my entire frustration with the head coach. It's because he didn't look at this, see this coming 2 or 3 years ago, that those kids needed room to develop. No one is saying that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be this. He's going to be. We don't know. That's been my frustration. The kid wasn't allowed to develop. So everybody said he can't do this. He cannot do that. He can't do that. He doesn't do that. Well, my response to that is, you think he might be a little undeveloped? That's the problem. So when you look at these young players and you see they're not, there's still question marks in all of them, whose fault is that? So it's like, it drives me nuts when I hear all these fans talk about, yeah, but he has this, they need this and he doesn't do that. I'm like, there's a reason for that. So now you got a older player who's been great his entire career, who had to develop early in his career. Now he's great, and now he's diminished, okay? You got to look at that and see why he can't hand the ball to somebody and say, I need you to, for the next 5 minutes to do your thing. He can't do that. Because those guys are underdeveloped. You look at LeBron James. He was smart enough to let Anthony Davis win him a championship. You got other players, that older players, they were smart enough to say, let me back up a little bit, give this ball to this young fella, like Shaq did with James, with the kid in Miami. They understood that. But for some reason, he still is talking about, well, the son, Steph Curry is the son and everything. This dude don't get it, man. He does not get it. And that's the problem. That's right. Why I always said he was going to turn this into a boneyard. And it's sad.
Thanks, Priest.
Wow.
That was one of his all-timers.
Yeah.
The boneyard.
Oh, man. But like I said, Stoney, and this not about Kuminga or the other guys. I think the other guys, Moody and Pods, were afforded more opportunity than JK. But what it sounded like to Priest is he was saying these are the chickens coming home to roost in regard to, you could blame it on Jonathan, but it's a village. It takes a village. And that's why we've had many discussions about, you know, is he underdeveloped? If we say that, Stoney, it's not just his fault.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Damn.
The other thing is, like, if the Warriors could have stumbled upon, or, you know, you got an Anthony Davis, then we wouldn't really be talking about this. They haven't been able to, you know, get a guy like that in here since, you know, Durant came. But, I don't know. I was going to say, Kuminga, you're not going to like to hear this.
Oh, give it to me.
See, I don't care about him and his growth and what he's worked on and how many points he scored.
He must
figure out how to impact winning more. Like, and this is, okay, so did he or did he not cook in the Minnesota series?
Steiny,
why?
Yes, he cooked.
Why did he cook?
He didn't have to defer.
Right, Curry wasn't there.
Yeah.
So if Curry and Butler are there, he can't do that. Would you agree with that? He scored 30 a game.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just letting you get
all
to
I'm
your
saying
point.
Is, and I'm not blaming him for losing for the Warriors losing the series to Minnesota, but he scored. Yes, he did. I don't think he impacted winning in that series.
Yeah, but either did Pods or Moody.
Because we all know, but he can only impact a game through 4 years with his scoring.
Right, right.
And maybe this year he can start doing other things to make him more impactful toward winning. And that's the thing. Look, I'm not crazy about Pods. I thought he stunk last night, by the way.
But the night before he had 23-24.
Right, but Pods in his short career has impacted games without scoring. Now, he can score on occasion, and that's great, but there are some things that he does, even as irregular as they might be, probably more than other guys on the team. Mm. That's the way I look at Kuminga.
And I was looking at, just real quick, Johnny, I was looking at him last night, Kuminga, that is, and I know the game is not just played in transition, but that's when he's obviously at his best, but I was just mouth open, like, man, they're going to try to give it a go. Like you said, he's got to help winning or impact winning different ways. We haven't seen it. Hopefully, you feel like you're on the ninth life right now with him. But I was just watching the ease that he played in transition, Stoney, and I was like, oh, boy, a lot of people would like to have this. And again, I'm hoping that whatever that is that you say he needs to do or improve to impact it, that he can do it to where he's on this team past January.
Well, if a lot of people wanted it, they could have gone and gotten it this offseason if they wanted it that bad.
I was going to see if you would bring that up.
Let's go to Sean, who should be at work.
Oh,
what's going on, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I should be at work, but I'd rather just be talking to y'all.
Yeah, nice. Be careful, baby.
What we got with the Warriors? Hey, you know, normally I'd be rapping, but I'm not going to do that this time. But what I'm going to say is the Warriors don't have is key players besides Steph Curry. And then we just have a bunch of guys, you know, like we need somebody to break the mold, you know what I mean? So somebody that actually does something. We have like Pods that wants to be that, but he's not that. We have Kuminga that wants to be that, but he's not that. You know, it's I think what they need to understand, these young players, is that in order to be a champion and to be a successful team, you have to do the little things. And, yeah, scoring is one of those things, but it's everything at the right time, you know. And once we get that going, then we will be successful.
Appreciate the call.
He said at the
get
right
a job.
Time. No, he had one. Now, usually he breaks off a freestyle.
You better be careful.
Yeah.
Boss hears that. It's big trouble. Big trouble. You want to hear something? Get Evan ready here. You want to hear just a couple good Warrior quotes? By the way, Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media in about 5 or 10 minutes, and we will transition probably into football because we got to find out about who's playing and who's not playing. So Shanahan, we'll get to his media availability and all the important stuff he said. Right now, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors and the expectations for this season. What are they?
Avoid the play-in. Playoffs, and I'm assuming offs. But you said you were about to read some quotes.
Oh, yeah. The Draymond ones.
Okay.
Do you want to do them?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you want me to play him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I'll set him up.
You said read.
Oh, my bad. So, yeah, go ahead and set him up.
Which one do you want?
Let's do the one where I loved it. The 20 points a game.
I haven't heard it. What?
Okay, so this is from a recent podcast that he's begun to host with Jordan Schultz. And it doesn't really have to do much with, it's supposed to be about football. So the first guest was Rashad White, oddly enough, who just played against the 49ers on the Bucks. And Schultz got into a conversation with Draymond about, could he be a high scorer on a bad team? And here's the full conversation.
In the NBA, on a lottery team, could you average 20?
Could I average 20 on a lottery team? I have no interest in doing it.
That's like, you want me to go play bad basketball?
Exactly right. I want you to play selfish.
How about this? I once averaged 15 on the great team.
Yes. Okay.
So,
but right now, could you average 20 on a lottery team?
I don't know if I have that mindset anymore. Like,
yeah, that's probably true.
A mindset that you have to have. And I left that mindset so long ago that I'm not sure that I could even like tap back into that mindset. Yeah. You're talking to a guy who, like, the reason I got to the NBA is because I could score.
Right.
And like to then come in the league and be doing that and then have to kind of switch the whole thing up, it's hard to just go back to that.
I love Draymond.
14. Man.
Dude, but that was a flex.
Average 14.
Which is better than 20 on a dump truck team. But damn, that was a great comeback. But
I don't think he sounded like you talking.
He don't even yearn for it, you know? And maybe you're right, physically you mean.
I mean, when I hear that, that's when I'm like, I love Draymond.
But really. I got to say this, Donnie, and I'm asking you and Evan and the listeners. I keep watching those old Warrior games, and I'll never stop. But 2016 Draymond offensively – where did that guy go?
Well, he had 4 years where he averaged double figures. That was one of them.
Dude, I'm telling you, Stoney, man, when he first came in for David Lee, that Draymond Green,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. He just moved different. I know he was younger.
Yeah, so he hasn't lost anything.
The fluidity in which he moves is different now. It's more of a labor.
Right, he doesn't score. He can't score.
Stoney, he was taking dudes off the dribble then in their first year winning the championship.
Yeah. He went from a competent offensive player to a weak link offensively.
Yeah, but my question is why?
Because he's 37 now or 35.
It's all just age.
But he doesn't he didn't need to average 14 once Durant came.
Yeah, well, maybe that, you know what? Maybe that ended it, you know, quicker than it. But I'm watching Dre. I tell him, like, damn, look at Dre. But he has no – that's a guy knows where he's at in his career, Stoney. Care about no 20.
I think he knew that's where he was at 8 years ago when he started averaging 7.4, like in 18-19. He only averaged 7 points a game that year. But he didn't need to score because they had Durant, they had Clay, they had Steph. Was Iguodala still lingering at that point? I can't remember.
NBA Finals MVP.
I got you. No doubt. No doubt. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors' expectations. Let me see what my read is here at 1242. I'll squeeze AJ in LA in because we may go to football on the other side. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? You guys missed a few points. Not only can Draymond not do pretty much anything offensively, but he's lost a large step defensively. He has no on-ball defense at all. He can only guard on the post, help side a little bit.
Go ahead,
he's not even really that happy.
Say defensive player of the year.
He promoted himself to that, but he's not even athletic enough to recover on those wide open corner three-pointers he give up every single game, 5 to 7 maybe. But I want to get back to you, Stoney, on this JK can't do anything but score.
Damn.
You know, I want to let you know in that Timberwolves series, JK's objective was to get a bucket. And I tell you what, if he didn't get out there and do what he needed to do to put up 25, 30 a night, the Warriors are going to get blown off the floor by 30 a night. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So in order for you to even compete, guys need to be superstars in their roles in the moment. And Jonathan Kuminga, he's the only guy outside of Steph Curry who can get his own shot at every level of the basketball floor.
All right, AJ, I know you're going to – I know.
I was like, keep going.
I know you wanted to pour it on, but it's 1242.
Keep going, dude. I got you.
I'm not saying the guy's useless.
I know.
But, all right. We'll come back and jump into some football, find out how the Niners are healing up. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steining Guru by searching 957. While you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.